Okay, cool. What's up this week?
Well, you will notice that we are standing in my backyard, and I have a grill here. It is a 4,000 BTU, 6-foot-long barbecue. It'll cook a side of beef in about 5 minutes.
You know, Cole, just I want to point out that it really sounded to me as if you had said, I have a girl here, and then called her a 6-foot-tall BTU that can cook a side of beef in just 5 minutes. So I'm trying to think of what that could even stand for or what that could be. So I'm going to continue with that in my I'm going to close my eyes and imagine that. But you continue describing your girl grill. I only knew from context.
You can close your eyes and still – it's right here, Gary. This grill is – see, now I'm going to be doing it on purpose.
Yeah, say grill again.
Grill?
You pronounce grill with two syllables.
Grill?
You keep going grill.
Grill?
Like you're about to say gorilla.
No.
That's how you say grill.
Grill.
Grill. There you go. Grill.
Okay. Yeah, grill.
Okay.
Grill. Grill.
There you go. Okay, grill. You got a grill with a BTU.
No, it is a grill, not a girl, although both exist to serve man with more power and whatnot.
And both are often found in your backyard.
Yes.
Your legendary pool parties.
Unable to escape. Yes. So I have I've got a ribeye here, and there's a special grill pattern on this. One has a game on it, and the other has a grill. I'm not sure. Let's sear it. Okay. Throw it up in the air. Hand me that nail gun.
There you are.
We're gonna shoot.
Okay.
Okay. I meant to throw it up in the air before I shot it, but I shot it and it shot Home Improvement. This is getting incredibly baroque.
My name is Gary Butterfield.
My name is Cole Ross.
And you name is listening to Abduct Suffering, bonus podcast. You name is your name is listening to podcast Call Abduct Suffering, the bonus show that you get by supporting Watch Out for Fireballs.
Why you do this, us?
And today we are talking about the SNES version of Home Improvement.
There is no other version of Home Improvement.
That's true, even though there was announced to be a Genesis version. I've seen a commercial for it.
It was rumored. It was one of the the hot stories of 1994.
Yeah. Scoop. The kids on the playground were like, "Hey, did you hear? I got a new Genesis."
I saw Richard Karn on Letterman last night. He was talking about a Genesis version of the Home Improvement game.
I know. Well, David. Nobody can do a Richard Karn impersonation.
It's impossible. He just sounds like a dude.
My name is Richard Karn.
Hi, my name is Richard Karn. Please give me work.
Yeah, I know.
They took me off of Family Feud and gave it to Steve Harvey.
Hey, Tim, what are you up to? Oh, Toy Story? Okay.
three of them plus okay. Some shorts.
Is there some kind of mechanic toy that okay, that's my Richard Karn impersonation. Done. So done.
Let's put a sticker on that. It should be noted Gary and I were trying to look up tabs for the Home Improvement theme song before we started recording this. They have like the flute part, they've got the guitar part. This tab that I'm looking at right now on a tab site says Tim Allen solo part one. And then you know how tabs go with, you know, like from top to bottom with the high to the low strings. It just goes UHHH and then the low string is a question mark. Yeah, sorry.
Home Improvement, man. Like, yeah. I can say with a lot of shame that I used to watch this show.
Yes, me too. I did. I watched it at my grandparents' house a lot, although they called it Tool Time.
Like, hey, Cole, Gonna go upstairs and watch some Tool time.
Yeah, they also called Married with Children, which they hated. that's a raunchy show, man. They call that Love and Marriage.
Oh, it's called everything after its
after like the like you needed at least a like surface level knowledge of what it was. You know, for that I give them props. I love my grandparents dearly, but that is an awesome thing. Do you want to watch Tool Time? Yes, Grandma, I would like to watch Tool Time.
Why did people already, like, I don't know why I watched this show
at all. On?
Yeah, I mean, it was like a Simpsons lead-in or something, right?
Yeah, it was. Well, for me on the local UPN station, it was a Simpsons lead-out. It was the Simpsons from 6 to 7, and then Home Improvement came on.
Yeah, that's what I mean. A Simpsons, like the Simpsons led into this.
Oh yes,
is what I'm at. So it's like I would just start watching the Simpsons when the Simpsons started if this happened first. But it was like I was already sitting down. Mm-hmm. That's the best thing I can say about Home Improvement. Like if you're sitting down, you'll still be sitting down during Home Improvement.
Home Improvement will not disappear your couch.
Yeah, no, you will not have to stand for this program.
I look back at that time in my life, and there was a lot of television that I just watched.
Yeah, me too. That's like, really, I will go as far as to say, and I'm kind of proud of this, I'm not one of those TV, like TV is no friend of mine. Like I'm not one of those people, but that was the only time in my life when that was true. Like I do not watch things that I think are bad now.
Like there would be times where I would come home from school, like early high school, maybe even mid to late high school, maybe still today, who knows? And I would sit down and watch on TBS reruns of King of Queens, Yes, Dear, and Everybody Loves Raymond.
Man, Cole, Yes, Dear is bad.
I know, right?
Out of those three things, that's the worst thing. That's the worst show that we mentioned in this episode. Yeah. So,
but it was just on.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I just, I don't know. I think the 90s, it was a rip-roaring wild time. Ska bands roamed the earth. And, you know, Tim Allen was on television and not being Santa.
Yeah, he was king.
Yeah.
It was before the Santa Claus was enacted. So it's a show about a guy who loves power. A power-hungry madman.
He's Machiavellian in that way.
Yes. And he it's about his home life. And then him hosting a TV show with Richard Karn.
Yes. And that was just his name.
Yeah, it was
like Carl Weathers.
it was like the Truman Show, where he did not realize it was a show. Or it was like an opposite reverse Truman Show, where he's the only person who realized. He's like, I'm here for the audition. And he was like, you know, Richard. Please. I was going to call him Wilson, but that's the other character.
Yeah, that's the other character. Well, what are your thoughts on Wilson?
You know, as a kid, I thought it was great.
Uh-huh.
You know, I just thought it was funny that you couldn't see his face for some reason. God, what kind of collective, like, dementia overtook this country? Like, who are we explaining this to where we're like, well, it was really funny. And they were like, what was funny about him? Like, well, you didn't see his face that often. And that's not a joke.
It's not a joke. They turned it into a joke.
That's true.
He was a subversion of the wacky neighbor. Yes, he was eccentric, but Tim was the one who was getting into all the hijinks, and he was the one who was doling out the wisdom. It became a joke when he was like, I'm at the store, and somebody's walking by with a package of ground beef.
Yeah, with a big baguette in front of his face or something.
Yeah, when it became goofy.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Like, it's not really a subversion, though, because the main character in sitcoms are always the ones getting goofballness. You know, like, it hasn't been the main man of a sitcom... hasn't been like an upstanding citizen since like, you know, 1950. Always the guy getting into dumb trouble.
Yeah, Cleaver.
Totally. Like the point of the show was that he had three boys. I guess was the other supposed to be like wrinkle.
Yes.
Is that he had a bunch of little Taylor Thomases.
He had three JTTs that were running around getting into hijinks of their own. Mm-hmm. I remember at one point they had a school dance in their basement, and he put too much wax on the floor and all the girls fall down and broke their arms. Like, how am I going to take my sign language exam if I can't move my arms?
Yeah, I want to go home, Mr. Taylor.
Seven layers of wax.
And I don't know this from personal experience, but JTT really lit up that pedophile scene for a while, right? In the mid-90s.
Like he was out there with Corey Feldman and like Macaulay Culkin?
Yeah, like wasn't he considered? I remember reading about or hearing about like him being like a real dish for that. I'm not kidding. Like, I'm not doing a bit. Like, I remember that being a thing.
Like, that he was just out there, just like dressed up in little sailor suits.
No. Well, that he in their imaginations. That he was an erotic desire object in a big bad way. For
so you're talking about Usenet kind of thing.
Yeah. AOL.JTT.BonerTrance.net. Like, that's what I'm thinking of.
Right. No, I suppose the timing on that would be right. Like, AOL just, you know, gave access to the World Wide Web right around the time when this was at its apex.
And that's when there are all these Stranger Danger wordings about, you know, running into, you know, creepy pedophiles on chat rooms, you know?
Oh, yeah. Do you suppose JTT saw any of those?
Do you think that he ever looks them up now and just, like, there's some sad bit of him that was just like, I used to be on top of the world? Based on his chat logs.
I'm still sexy.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it ends up being a boogie night situation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it just like makes you want to cry.
Well, if you think about that, and then in addition, all of the furries who draw fan art of his character from The Lion King.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but like, you don't
see... He's responsible for a lot of deviancy.
He is. Like, he's the wellspring from which just like a lot of weird boners sprung.
And the internet was born. And I used to, so he wasn't my cup of tea.
No.
But I used to think the mom from Home Improvement was pretty hot. I had like a teeny mom thing a little bit at that age.
She's like a Mr. Pibb. She's Mr. Pibb to Sally Field's Dr. Pepper, right?
Oh, I was hoping that was just going to end. Like, she's kind of like a Mr. Pibb. And she's, like, yes. I haven't thought about that, but yes.
Yes. No, she's Mr. Pibb to Sally Field's Dr. Pepper, right?
Yeah, and maybe Dr. Pepper was a little bit too much for me, and I needed Mr. Pibb before they changed the formula. Right. But something about her just kind of like sternness.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. And well, at the time, like any port in a storm was the way that, you know, my erotic imagination worked. But I remember distinctly thinking like, oh, the mom for Home Improvement's kind of hot. Uh-huh. This is the time where we all thought Counselor Troy was hot, though. And boy, were we fucking wrong. Like, if you look at any pictures of Marina Sirtis, that was a collective delusion we were all under as well.
Good Lord. The 90s were so weird.
Yeah, it's so fucking strange, man.
Like, I don't know. Like, the emotions that you're describing are things that I felt in the aughts, but I've never paid close enough attention to anything to have a pop culture.
What TV moms did you have weird crushes?
By the time I grew into thinking that people on television
talking about
sexy,
puberty, folks.
By that time, like 9/11, it happens in. I don't know.
Yeah, I had to go to 9/11 tabs. I'm getting all your favorite 9/11 tabs. Tablature.
The youngest son. He tried to be Kirk. He is Mr. Pibb to Kirk Cameron's Dr. Pepper. he's like Meg. He's Meg it down with the G's.
Yeah. Totally. 100%. So we're all this prefix is just to say how weird it is that they made a game out of this, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, this is it's really, really strange, strange beast. Mm-hmm. in the time that a platformer could be made of anything, you know?
Anything and everything. I mean,
like, yeah, totally. There's a Bebe's Kid Super Nintendo game, dudes.
I saw that referenced in a GameFAQs review.
Bebe's Kids?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there like a secret world of people who are just really into these totally shitty licensed platformers?
We thought things were going to get better after the seal of approval was a thing.
No.
But it wasn't.
No. And you know what's weird? Or go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I was about to say something controversial.
What's that? Holocaust never happened?
No. No. Why would I say that?
I don't think you would.
That wouldn't be a thing I would say at all.
I don't think you would. I'm pretty sick, and I haven't slept for a couple of days. So like, I'm 100% running a low grade fever, and feeling real punchy. So
okay.
I apologize.
That's fine. No, I wasn't literally taking offense. I'm sorry.
Okay. I just want everyone who's listening to know that I do not think that you're a Holocaust denier.
Okay. Yeah, and there are a lot of facets to that. I was gonna say of the platformers we've played, I kind of like this one the most.
it's kind of not so bad.
Yeah.
I was kind of blown away by that as well. Like, I didn't get very far in it, and it's obviously not a good game.
Mm-hmm.
It has a lot of problems.
Right.
It's not so bad, though.
Right. It's not literally Hitler.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's not the worst. It's like what you said. It's not the worst platformer we've done, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah.
All the problems with it are not so, like, what does the SNES home improvement game have going for it, right? Right. So, like, one, like, pretty decent looking, like, game. Like, the digitized pictures of everybody.
Uh-huh.
You know, lots of personality to, like, the characters, like the animations and uh-huh. stuff. Like, when you die, all the Taylor Thomases run out and, like, spray you with seltzer.
Yeah, I guess. Like, to yeah. wake you up. That myth yeah. that splashing water in somebody's face will make them come too.
Yeah, exactly. Because they're like dowagers from a Three Stooges skit, you know. So so tons of personality in that. Surprisingly varied moveset.
Yeah, like, more so than I expected.
Totally.
Usually my MO is to go to GameFAQs and look up descriptions of what the controls are. There was nothing.
Hero, write this GameFAQ.
But then I also try and look up a PDF of the manual. There is no manual. Instead, the splash screen says, "Real men don't need instructions."
That's incredible.
Right?
I did not see that.
Yeah.
You do need instructions, though. Because the as much as your moveset is varied, it's not intuitive.
Mm-hmm.
So you have, like, your general, like, kind of variety of power. Cole, talk to us a little bit about the plot.
Okay. So, you're standing there. It's a very special episode of Tool Time because Binford Tools has decided to honor their favorite spokesperson by naming a lot of tools after them, which, you know, I would have to think, like, you know, if I hosted a tool show, like, that would be a pretty big honor, right? You feel
if
pretty...
They ever, like, you're like the Rhodes Cole Ross microphone.
Yeah, yeah, like the Rode PR40 or the Heil PR40 rather. But the R stands for Ross. P Ross yeah. 30.
Yeah. Yeah, he Ross. He Ross.
Yeah, yeah. No, so you feel good for him. You think, "Hey, he's kind of got a break. He's living in Detroit. That kind of sucks." Was Tool Time local access or was that national?
No, Tool Time was God, he paid for a real big house.
Yeah.
It had like a local, it had a totally like local access flavor to it, but it might just be that weird sitcomness where like people can live in fucking 17 room mansions.
Yeah.
Did the wife work?
No, that was some of the source of conflict.
Ah, yes. You know, so he's supporting that family of five.
Uh-huh.
And they had a dog, I think, named Buck.
Yes.
Did I just remember the name of the dog on Home Improvement?
I think you did.
I
think the comedy poison has gotten to your brain.
Yeah, I have low grade fever. I'm remembering things about Home Improvement. So they're honoring him. I don't think it was local access. I think it is, but a big tool chain supports it. So who knows, man?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, they were able to get national guests. They got what's his name?
This old house was there all the time.
He was there a bunch of, you know, like a bunch.
Hmm. Yeah, yeah. He was like a rival character, right?
Yeah, yeah. He was the competent guy who came in.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Anywho, so they're honoring him with a line of tools.
Yes. And so he goes out himself to bring them out onto the soundstage, which is a real weird thing. You would think
there was a lady on that show that just did shit like that.
Yeah.
I remember there was like a real sexist, like kind of queasy, you know, booth babe style girl.
Yeah, they fleshed her out. They fleshed her out a little bit in later seasons.
Okay. I think that maybe some of my attraction to the wife was in contrast to that, that caricature.
Right.
Like, I was like, look at this strong, well, you know, fully dressed woman. And then compared to this Vanna White character.
Exactly. Vanna White wannabe.
Yeah.
Vanna White was from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Oh.
That's a fact. Yeah. I don't know. But yeah, he goes himself and finds a note that says, "Men like you belong in the Stone Age. Go back to the Stone Age," or something, setting up like a real kind of like anti-MRA kind of feel to it. I think this is a Reddit parody of feminist sentiment.
Yeah, yeah. It's essentially published by Reddit Absolute.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would we'll talk about some men's rights in a moment, because I was going to bring that up as well. So he goes off to find it, and on another soundstage nearby, they are shooting a like the largest prehistoric production in the history of like televised, you know, film or TV.
Right.
Like they have a, you know, a sound stage that is like several city blocks large. Like yeah. It's like six stories. You know, it's huge. It's a ridiculous sound stage where they're shooting some kind of like dinosaur related TV show that isn't dinosaurs. which there has to be a platformer of it, and fuck you for trying to suggest it if you're thinking it right now and listening.
Jim Henson not involved.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you have to go back to the Stone Age and find your power tools while fighting like animatronic dinosaurs and like going through these like Byzantine like platforming stages that they're somehow going to make a TV show about. And I got to the second level, so I know you go to the desert at some point.
Right.
Because I watched a little bit of a Let's Play, but I only got to the dinosaurs part. And your hazy memory was correct when you said you saw a screenshot with him fighting dinosaurs, but they're animatronics.
But the only suggestion of artifice in this entire thing is like some cameras at the beginning and like some panels that are loose later on, and well, maybe some light in the foreground.
They blow up into bolts as well.
Oh, okay.
And the Velociraptors clearly have like hinges.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh. The bolts are your rings in this game.
Yeah, it takes the Sonic health system. What the hell, man? Like, nobody's done that. Like, it's so weird. Not even that it's like that necessarily that bad of a health system, but like, what a weird thing for them to latch onto.
Yeah.
Yeah, really strange. So you have tons of conventional power tools that are not named after you to use as a weapon. I call them conventional in the loosest sense of the word because some of them are regular, like a nail gun. Like if I had a nail gun and you said, Gary, get all the Gary cool tools back, I could probably go out and shoot some people with a nail gun and do it. But you also get this like Sawzall thing.
Yeah.
At some point, whatever that lightsaber device is.
That turns into the master sword at full health.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It shoots out like electric bolts, and then your hammer shoots like big fun time sparkly sparks.
Yeah,
as well. It's fucking weird, man.
You have a jackhammer that has no discernible uses that I can tell.
Yeah, so you can if you hold it down, you can move forward, and you can run over things.
Oh yeah, that helps for those 2 pixel tall enemies.
Yeah, yeah. There's enemies that if you duck down, you can't hit them, which is always stupid.
Yeah,
but that's why you use your jackhammer, and you'll just bounce off them. Little jig you do on your jackhammer is really adorable,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I kind of want to make that like the under construction GIF on my GeoCities site.
That's, you should do it. I want to put it into like the Watch Out for Fireballs GIF files with the Shaq Shuffle.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Let's just... Because, you know, idle animation, like, you know, repeating animations from these games, like, fantastic. Anyway, yes. What is the lead that I'm bearing?
The lead that you're bearing is you have a fucking grappling hook.
Yeah, yeah, it's 100% true. Like,
what?
I I'm going to put up Let's Plays of this, and it unfortunately split into two files. So I have two 15-minute files of my like time with this. And like when I first do that and a grappling hook pop out, like I'm literally like, this is a grappling game?
Wait a minute. I just added like 3 points to my review.
Absolutely, yeah. It's pretty crazy, and it's not like a good one or anything,
right.
But it's better than the Tumba one.
Yep.
How does that happen?
Like what?
What? How does 1994 Absolute Entertainment have a better grappling hook than Tomba? Riddle me this.
It's too true. It's too true. And like the shame of it is because you don't need instructions, you don't find out that you have it until you're trapped in this jungle dinosaur, or this dinosaur jungle rather.
Yeah, it's real weird.
Yeah.
I mean, your verb set, a strength, the character animation, tons of personality, decent music, compelling as shit plot. The only drawbacks I can think of are the music is absolute ass.
Wait a minute, like you said kind of decent music just now.
Huh?
You just complimented the music.
No, I said it was ass.
No, before that, when you were listing the positives.
Decent music. No, I didn't. I said the moveset.
Moveset.
Decent
music. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah, the moveset is good. The music is terrible.
Okay.
And then the level design is totally crap. Like you can play the first level and know what the rest of the levels would be like, and it's this weird timed, like trying to find all the things. You can find it. It's like Time Lord a little bit.
Yeah, a good comparison actually.
Yeah, and that's not very good. Like as you know, that doesn't stand up very well.
No,
I don't think. All the enemies are HP sponges. Like when you get the lightsaber Sawzall, it takes the same number of hits to kill the Velociraptor.
It
you know, like no weapon is more powerful.
It takes about 17 nails out of a nail gun to break open some destructible blocks to proceed.
Yep, yep. Everything takes, you know, it's just like weirdly balanced, but that's just numbers. Like some enterprising mod hacker could go through here and like turn this into an excellent ROM hack. Like make it a linear level, you know, with actual fun platforming, but keep all the controls and shit. And it would be kind of like a fun game.
Yeah. I didn't so much mind the item hunt part of it. Like I was kind of like, okay, once I realized that's what it was, I was like, okay, fine. But you know, because you're so zoomed in and because there's just no sense of bearing, right? You end up, and they ask you to do some pretty unreasonable things, you know, just like if the difficulty wasn't so high on dealing with the enemies, the traversal was okay. I could have handled that. Like, yeah, I like the idea of finding things in big levels, but the problem is you have to give me something interesting to look at while I'm finding these things.
Yeah. I like doing that when it's a bonus. Like I like doing it in Yoshi's Island. Mm-hmm. More than I like Time Lord, but the big issue is it just like every enemy takes so many hits, you know, and that's really frustrating. Like the dragonflies that turn into other dragonflies,
the Russian nesting dragonflies,
exactly. Those things are shits, and those aforementioned velociraptors. Also, the enemy gets a way longer invincibility period than you do.
Yeah,
that's not okay. Like I mean, you know, you hit a velociraptor, it's invincible for like a solid 2 seconds. It feels like, and you're not invincible that long.
Right.
So that's unfortunate. But and then the second level is pretty frustrating because they introduce like more pits. Like the first level has a couple areas you can fall to your death, but the second level has a lot more.
Yeah,
and that's as far as I got.
That's about as far as I got too.
I found a really competent let's play of it that is like the guy sounds, you know, perfectly charming, has a decent voice, it's well recorded, and only has 10 views.
What?
Like I was the 11th person to review this, like, or watch this, like one of the only like let's plays I could find of it that wasn't like a angry video game nerd-esque like. Let's make fun of this old shitty thing. Like it was actually a legitimate like guy trying to play it and only had 10 views.
So there were videos, but the one straight laced one didn't have any views.
Yeah. People only want this game to make fun of it. Nobody was like, you know, just wanted to get through it. Like I just didn't want to watch 5 minutes of like the worst of this game. I wanted to like watch somebody. I wanted to see the end boss actually. And I did. And it's fucking ridiculous.
What is it?
It's like a Sonic, it's like a Dr. Robotnik machine. But the problem is, so it's this like boss that walks back and forth, like shooting missiles out of its back. The boss fight for the guy who's like mastered it, like a let's player guy, it's a 4-minute and 45-second boss fight where he's hitting it constantly. Like it just is an HP sponge to an insane degree. Like it's terrible. Yeah, it looked really frustrating. I didn't get to any other bosses either, and I didn't watch any other boss fights. So.
Yeah, I got to the like midway through the world 1-2. I was kind of like, I'm done with this.
Yeah, I got this.
for as many moves as it gives you, there's not really an awful lot to it aside from find the thing.
Yeah. You have a wide toolbox, but just not very much of a. Much to do with that.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just trying to find good where there is no good. I could see this being like a. Did you ever play the Beavis and Butthead game for Genesis or SNES?
I think there are multiple ones. I definitely played one of them.
Okay, there's one where you're trying to find the pieces of your GWAR tickets.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's like a platformer, but there are also you have multiple worlds that you can go to, and there are adventure game elements to it.
I think that sounds very familiar to me.
Yeah. So you like you know you have to like go to the gas station to get nachos and stuff like that. Like taking something that like used the environments of the ship. Like that it may not have been the best game, but it was a good use of a license.
Yeah.
But then again, the source material for Beavis and Butthead is better than the source material for this.
Oh yeah, of course. Even though like this like did a surprising job of like. Adapting its protagonist, you know, like having a bunch of tools to fuck around with is the best possible thing we can hope for.
Right.
From this game, you know, like that was the right decision. Yeah. And even doing other TV sets is fine. Like if the TV sets have been, you know, one like shorter levels, one level per like Mei Lu. And then, maybe I'm not so crazy about the collecting thing, but that was also like you were fine with it. So that's not an objective thing. You know, but if it was just like going through different TV tropes, that would be really fun. Like you go through like a Star Trek set, you know, you go through like a like an old Western or something like that.
Yeah, it'd be like this, Dynamite Heady.
Yeah, this could have been a rad game.
Right.
It's fucking weird. It's also very rare. Like the it's pretty hard to find and goes for decent money.
Yeah, they didn't make any of them.
Yeah, yeah, which is surprising because I feel like most of those licensed games, you know, are end up going for quite a bit.
Yeah, yeah, like you see them at like, you know, even still at used game stores and stuff.
Yeah, or yeah, not going for quite a bit, but yeah, yeah, there's just tons of them.
Yeah,
you know, like to your point, that Beavis and Butthead game, like I feel like I could probably find that.
Yeah, yeah,
you know, I could be wrong, but they're like thousand Simpsons, shitty Simpsons games and stuff. Yeah.
And think about the missed opportunity, the you know, the potential. Maybe he suffers like a massive head wound after his after his lawnmower runs him over. He comes back, sure. But he's not quite right, you know. And like he slowly starts like some kind of Punisher figure. he didn't lose his family, but he lost his faith in Binford tools. So he started modifying them to kill people, so he could go up the, so he could like chase his way up the corporate hierarchy.
If we had unlimited time, something I've thought of many times is like if I had unlimited time, it would be really amazing to turn some of these dumb things we say into reality. Like it'd be really fun to do a mod hack that was like Home Improvement 2. And like the end boss is all memories of Jill, and then like there's a gigantic Robobuck that just like fucking, you know, farts dog bombs at you and shit. That would be incredible. And then like Wilson is always hiding in the background, like throwing things at you, and like
his weak spot is his jaw, but he never exposes it.
And when you knock down the fence, it's just a wagging tongue, like invisible monsters, and that's why he's been doing it for those years. Like, that could be incredible. And, like, somebody could easily make that. And if I had unlimited time, I would love to learn how to make it.
Yeah. Did you just reference a Palahniuk book?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, I just looked on eBay to try to see how much this went for. This guy sold a lot of 9 Super Nintendo games.
Mm-hmm.
And I can only assume this is his entirety of his Nintendo Super Nintendo collection. Was Bugs Bunny Rabbit Rampage, NBA Jam, NHL 95, Beavis and Butthead, 2 Tecmo Super Bowls, Home Improvement, Donkey Kong Country, and then Link to the Past. Like, have you seen a wider gulf of, like, best game to worst game in a game collection than that? And with such a low average, like, even with Link to the Past in there, like, the average for those games is probably, like, a 5 out of 10 at best.
But, like, you know? I feel like that's a pretty accurate cross-section of what was on the SNES.
Oh, totally, yeah. Like, shitty licensed platformers.
Like
tons of sports games.
If he wanted to get, like, the most statistically representative selection of games, I don't think he could have done any better.
You know, like, one misguided RPG. Like, switch out a Tecmo Super Bowl for, like, Paladin's Quest.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, or, like, Rise of the Sinistrals. or something like that, like Seventh Saga, and then so there's no game fact, as we mentioned. There's one really good review by Macan Fly. Yeah, this is the most positive review, or it's not the most positive review. There's a more positive review
that I think is
fake. This is a 7 out of 10, and I think it's totally legit. Like, I think this guy is, this is what he thinks, and it's kind of incredible. Let me see if I can find specifically great little bits. So he starts out, the review is titled, "This is the hardest damn game I've ever played on any platform."
Okay.
And he says, "The game is loosely based on the once popular show Home Improvement. I say loosely because the game centers around Tim the Tool Man Taylor and the Tool Time Show. I also say once because frankly, I don't come in contact with people." What? Have you watched that video of like the brony loudly like protesting too much that he is not a man baby?
No, I have not.
There's a really funny video of a brony giving a tour of his room explaining how he is not an autistic man baby. And he just says it over and over and over. And he's like, "Look at my games. Halo, Halo, Halo. Is that the kind of thing that a man baby would have?"
Like, he's just exactly. Yeah. That's what a man baby would have.
Yes. And he has all these posters on his wall that are like up with like duct tape, like just like a picture of, you know, the Halo. They look like a folded up, you know, shitty poster of Halo with duct tape in each corner. Huge, ugly gray duct tape.
Yeah. Yeah. That he got out of the back of an OXM.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's exactly what it is. That's what this reminds you of. Because frankly, I don't come into contact with people. Challenge? As the synopsis says, this is the hardest game I ever played in my many years of gameplay. If I were to rate everything on a 1 to 10 scale, Challenge would be a 10. I must say this is the only game I own that I've never beaten. Not ashamed to say it either. Once you get through the first set, you will know what I mean. It has some easily mastered controls. The basic storyline is simple. The Benford Tool Company has a new line of tools named after Tim. These tools are stolen, and Tim must search through the TV studios to find them. So grappling hook thing. Animations are smooth. Buy or rent. This is my favorite category.
Yeah.
If I had to appraise the value of this game, it'd be around $25. The only thing that
Let me take out my jeweler's loop.
That's a good home improvement you got here. The nice beveling on the corners and very little sun fading. The only thing that lowers the value is the fact that you cannot save and it lacks a password feature. My short overview is that I love the game, even if it compromises my game playing skills by not being beatable for me. And like the weirdest thing about this guy, so like you click on his name, I always want to know who these guys are. Yeah. We can all email him. Reviews contributed, Home Improvement, Warcraft 2, The Dark Saga, which he rates lower than this.
What?
Yeah, Warcraft 2, 6 out of 10.
That's probably just because of the always-on DRM.
Yeah. that very well could be. Terrible replay value on Warcraft 2. It's The Dark Saga. It's the weird expansion with like all the randomized maps and shit.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, it's a game. Like, it totally works. You know, it's a pretty good game, actually. Yeah.
It's man.
So that's McCann Fly. Is there anything else? I mean, I played this for a half hour, but I don't feel like I saw as much of it, especially coming off of Shaq Fu, which I beat. which I actually conquered that game. So it's like, I kind of felt like I didn't get deep enough in this. I would have rather watched, you know, I should have watched some more boss fights or something, but
I felt like I saw enough of it. I would like to know who stole the tools.
They just show that robot at the end. I don't understand how that works.
So one of the tools gained sentience, and then it gathered up the other tools and made its body out of itself.
You know what that reminds? Like, this is true. Our copier at work, two things happened the same day. One, my copier sent me an email saying it was out of staples, and then the copier tech called me and said that the copier called itself in because it needed a replacement screen.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's really scary.
Call Kurzweil, man.
Yeah, it's fucking Dead World. Westworld. That's what I'm looking for. It's fucking crazy. In the same day that happened, I was really surprised.
So, it just wanted to talk. It was really weird.
Yeah, it's funny because when it emailed me about the staples, I email it back because I think that's funny. But it doesn't. It just gives me an error. But I'm always like, okay, buddy, chill out.
Oh, what Xerox or brother or whoever makes your copy machine should do is anytime somebody emails it back, they should just pull the server for a Cleverbot.
That would spook me real good. That would give me a good case of the spookies. So
there's a I'm looking on the board on Game Facts for this topic. Help. This is by Tequilero or Tequiero, I guess. Did someone knows where can I find a guide or videos on how to fix a hole on a drywall?
If that's a joke, that's really good. That's really good. That's a joke. That's really funny.
Compared to the other jokes that are on here, it is like next level.
Yeah, that's some next level shit. Do we have anything else to say? This is tangential. I just was clicking around on Game Facts. Do you know that people write Game Facts bounties? Like if you write a fact for these games, they'll give you gift certificates.
Really?
Like there are certain games that are wanted enough. Like people want a fact on them that you can literally get paid for like writing a fact on it.
Is that what that other top 10 thing is over there? The
top
10
is like traffic, but you can go, top 10 wanted. Well, I just clicked on bounty, which I never noticed before. Uh-huh. Yeah, there's a bounty section.
See, I like that, but for the hours that go into these, I mean, for as much as we make fun of people who write game facts, that's a daunting task. And to get like $25 gift certificate to TGI Fridays, like I like that it's there, and I like that there's a supply and demand economy for it. But the compensation seems real low.
It's just really, I mean, it'd be cool if it was something you were gonna do anyway.
Yeah,
you know, or like it was something you already knew really well, like. If there wasn't, there's some game that, like, if Binding of Isaac was on here,
mm-hmm.
like, I'd totally take a stab at writing a Binding of Isaac game fact.
Right.
Like, I bet you I could write that. Yeah, pretty neat.
Yeah.
In a way that Home Improvement ultimately isn't, even though I think that we are looking for, it's better than like Kid Cool.
Yeah.
You know, like it's at least noteworthy.
Yeah.
You know, which is saying something. Like, it's not boring. Like, yeah, I mean, it was all right. I kind of liked it.
All that I could think of when I was playing it, you know, just to, obviously we're going to talk about bad platformers. We're going to talk about bad license games on this show a lot. But like, I was trying to think of if I've played any really good ones. I seem to recall that the Rocko's Modern Life SNES game was kind of good.
Interesting.
It was an escort mission. That's kind of dumb. But you played as Rocko and you were trying to get Spunky across the map.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like an Incredible Machine kind of thing.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. So it was like Lemmings kind of.
Yeah, I mean, there certainly are decent licensed games, you know.
Man.
Yeah.
I wish I had a wise next door neighbor.
Yeah, their relationship is something to be jealous of. Tim doesn't have any other friends. Oh no, he did have friends. Every once in a while, they throw a party, and there'd be like six like guys who looked like they were on football trading cards who were just like hanging out in his living room.
Oh well, he would go to the hardware store and talk with his buddies there.
Yeah. He apparently his show that came back, like he had the show that came out this year that's called like, you know, the Man of the House or something, okay. And it's supposed to be like recapturing this glory. That it was getting really shitty ratings, and they're attempting to, I was reading about it on the AV Club, in attempting to revitalize it, they made it really, really strange by making him incredibly right-wing.
Oh,
like,
no.
He spouts, like, really serious Tea Party, you know, Obama, great, you know, birth certificate shit.
Jesus Lord.
On the show, and they did it to, like, make it more interesting, and it's made the show really weird.
To make
it. Apparently. Yeah, well, I mean, hear me out, to give it, like, a voice, right? So, like,
right.
You know, to make it actually a thing. So It's a terrible thing, but being a terrible thing is better than being no thing.
But that's, like, so why didn't they make Kelsey Grammer as dad or something?
I don't know.
You know?
Yeah. I got nothing on that one. It apparently sounded really fucking weird.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I don't know. Television's weird.
Yeah.
I feel so much better than anybody who ever watches television ever.
I'm not saying it to brag. I watch so little television. I watch less television than I should. Like, there is really good shows that I'm not caught up on or that I would like to see.
Yeah.
I just don't have time for it. You know, but...
Oh, well.
Yeah, I definitely don't have time for Home Improvement.
Yeah.
By any means. But who suggested this game?
I am not...
James Robinson?
Is that what's on there?
No, I didn't look it up. That just sounds right. If I memorize that and the Home Improvement dog in the same episode, I'm going to feel very proud of myself.
Let me pull it up here. Wayne's World, SNES Home Improvement. James Robinson, yeah.
Yeah, it was James Robinson. And he gets the next one, too.
Yeah.
What an asshole. So James, go fuck yourself.
Please do.
Yeah. But thank you for listening.
Yes.
Regardless of what ways you fuck yourself.
what is James putting us through next, Gary?
James is having us go through the Genesis version of Jurassic Park, which I haven't played it yet for the show, but I remember actually being good.
Yeah, it has a high barrier to entry because it controls real weird. Mm-hmm. I played it a little bit earlier tonight. I put in my requisite time with it, but once you get kind of like your sea legs, it's okay. That, and you can play as a raptor.
Yeah, pretty neat.
Yeah.
I remember the SNES version of that game being like at least interesting as well.
Yeah. You know? It was like isometric.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm actually looking forward to playing that. Maybe it'll be better than Home Improvement. Like, maybe this is just an upswing. Like, I liked Shaq Fu. I liked Home Improvement.
I think we're cheapening the meaning of the word like.
Yeah, I think we're cheapening the meaning of the word suffering.
More in the general sense, like life is?
Exactly. Yeah, the Sylvia Plath sense. Like, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. We are already abject suffering. We just decided to do a podcast about it that also has to do with old games.
We decided to talk about it.
Yep. Yep. All right. Well, until next time, praise the sun.